All right, boys, welcome back, welcome in. It's, you know, the second day of what I hope is going to be like a daily podcast type series I'm doing, because obviously I'm bored as shit, and we all seem to be pretty bored. You can only jerk off so many times, even with pH premium. But so here we are making, you know, a podcast over what the boys would be in my presidential cabinet. And these are not all, you know, cabinet positions. Like, I have attorney general in here, for example, and I have first husband on here, you know, so it's not all cabinet positions. But anyways, let's just get right into it. I wanted to start with what I think is the two most important, you know, positions in the government for the two most important, you know, members of this group chat, you know, the two most long-standing, integral units in this group, which is Ben and Colby. So I put Ben for agriculture and Colby for transportation. You know, those are two just incredibly important positions, and I figured those would be best going to the guys with the longest history in the league and the most important, you know, members. So next, I'll kind of start from the top, I guess. So for vice president, you know, I did a lot of tossing and turning over this decision. Also, before I go any further, I want to assume when we're doing this that, you know, there's no real party interests. So, you know, there's no, you know what I mean? There's no real party interests. So for vice president, you know, there's a lot of tossing and turning. You know, I'd be honored to have any one of you brothers be my VPs. But ultimately, I went with Clint. You know, Clint is the type of guy who would be a great vice president, I think. He would challenge me, but, you know, we'd also meet in the middle, and we'd work together to make new policies and goals. So yeah, Clint, you know, thanks for being like my kind of my little brother in this whole situation. Appreciate you, little bro, and congrats on VP. So for first husband, you know, this shouldn't shock many, but I went with my gay bro for first husband, of course. We'd be the first gay relationship in the White House, gay president and first husband, and I can think of no man better to do it with than my gay bro himself. So congrats, Adam, on being the first husband. Tanner, I really had no fucking idea what to do with Tanner, so I put him as Secretary of the Interior. But then the more I thought about it, you know, it's not a bad spot for Tanner. Secretary of the Interior is in charge of a lot of, like, land and nature. And, you know, Tanner's a big nature guy. So, you know, congrats, Tanner. You earned this. Brody, another guy I really had no fucking clue any sort of thing to assign him to. So I put him as Homeland Security. And I'm hoping that, you know, we don't have another 9/11 type situation. None of that bullshit. But yeah, so Brody, Homeland Security. Now, I put one of these positions as head of the FBI because it's kind of hard to think of 13 interesting positions, at least. And for head of the FBI, I want you guys to think, before I announce it, who you think it might be. I went with Eli because, you know, Eli, he's a blacklist, whatever that word is, he's a blacklist connoisseur, you know, and I don't know much about blacklist, but I know it has something to do with crime. And also, you know, Eli's just kind of he's good with, like, technology and shit. And, you know, Eli, I just think you'd make a good head of the FBI. You might want to try for that in terms of career aspirations. You know, you could probably do it. Attorney General, I mean, this shouldn't really shock anyone. I went with my guy, Gowdy. You know, some people might think VP for Gowdy because we seem to agree on so many things. And, you know, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I didn't want Gowdy as my VP because, you know, Clint, Gowdy and I would end up agreeing on everything and I wouldn't be pushed to be better. So Attorney General, you know, it's a great spot for him. Hopefully he's going to be a lawyer someday. You know, this is me saying I have faith and trust in you, Gowdy. I want you to be my Attorney General, and that's that. All right, now, if we know one thing about Cade, we know that He loves organizing things and being in charge of things, you know, like brackets. He's our commish. And so for that reason, I put Cade as my chief of staff. And of all the positions on here, other than first husband, I think it's the position that most fits the recipient, that really most fits the recipient. He's just the definition of the type of guy who would be chief of staff. Brody, I think I already went over Brody, yeah. The Department of Defense, I went with Ross, you know. I'm thinking that when other countries hear that Ross Scott is head of Department of Defense, you know, they're going to be terrified because they'll think of Ross Scott Sr., you know, great war hero, war legend. So that we got that going for us anyways. But additionally, man, like, I don't know about y'all, but I would feel very comfortable with Ross, you know, defending our country by all means necessary. So he's the type of guy who would scrap down if he needs to. And, you know, that's what our country needs right now for sure. He's the type of guy who'd go up to the Rona and say, "I've had enough of you, Rona," and just punch it in the face. And that's the kind of leadership we need. Secretary of State, I went with my dude Max. You know, he's worldly. He's smart. He knows what's going on. And you know, he'd be a great Secretary of State, and that's that. So I think that we only have two spots left, which are Secretary of Education and Press Secretary. So for Press Secretary, I went with Jake. You know, he's the type of guy who can handle any situation calmly. I know that he would very effectively communicate what I was trying to say, my point. And also, it's just a great PR choice for me because, you know, Jake's up there talking. Nobody's going to get mad at him. This is Jake Mastandrea we're talking about. He's an angel, okay? Nobody's going to get mad at him. It's not going to reflect poorly on me. This is maybe the easiest decision I could have ever made in my life, you know? He's going to do a great job communicating. And, you know, I appreciate that out of you, Jake. So we have one spot left, and that's education. And, you know, I wasn't alive, or I was alive. I wasn't around, really, when this meme was, you know, present and flourishing. But, you know, I figured I might as well exploit the meme anyways. But there's one guy in the league who really, you know, knows a lot about education, and that's Mike. You know, he has a lot of years of schooling, you know. He has at least one extra year of schooling, and he can use that to his benefit, really. You know, because he knows the ins and outs of how the school system works. He's really an experienced vet in every way imaginable. And he's just the perfect guy to head the Department of Education for that reason. So anyways, there rounds out my, you know, some of my presidential staff. This was a tough one. This is a tough pod to make. It's a tough pod to make entertaining. It's really hard to try to make it entertaining when you're talking about, you know, jobs, and they're kind of arbitrary too, but very interesting, I would say. You know, I hope you guys found it interesting, found it entertaining. You know, at least I'm not bored, at least I'm not jerking off for the 10th time today. So, you know, shout out to Max for the idea, shout out to you guys and all my other fans for listening. You know, I hope you guys appreciate it, hope you guys like it.